when the relationship is done, okay, and the women pick up the burden and move on, let me tell you what the real problem is. These men, sometimes they put women in bad positions to try to make them submit.
Yeah.
They will literally treat you like shit in the relationship. They'll treat you like shit in a relationship because they know you have their child. You're less likely to leave, or you're not as likely to leave. Yeah. You see, when they have that over you, they feel like it's a rein. Like, the child is a leash around your neck.
Yeah.
Or a fucking bag, yeah. A fucking tie on your foot. Hear me now. When the relationship ends and the women are left destitute, say that. Because a lot of times, I hear a lot of these relationships, they end right after the girls have the babies. The men choose when women are at their lowest point, postpartum, pregnancy, young kids at home, that's when they decide. They are at a point now where either they're the breadwinner, because obviously if a woman's on mat leave, she's making 55% of what she made. Yeah. She's making half of what she made, and she has to support double of what she had to do with her money before. Okay? These men know it. You see, they wait till you get in that stage where you are vulnerable, and then they do what they want. That's when you see who they become. Because the fact of the matter is, people only treat you how they think they can treat you, how you let them treat you. So if you're in a vulnerable state and you're not making a lot of money because you just had a baby or dealing with a lot of stress, then yes, it's easy for a nigga to take advantage. That's a lot of times when the nigga starts stepping out because there's too much responsibility at home. It's time to step out. And that girl can't go nowhere because she got to be locked in with him because she's in a financial situation, or you know, she has a young baby, or she's going to have a baby. So it's like now she has to lower her standards and take what she can get. And men love that, because you see, once you lower that standard, don't feel like after the baby's born, it's going to go back up. It's not. You've lowered it. It stays low. The bar is set where you put it. These men like to compare these celebrity women who stay. Their man cheats and they stay. And I've heard so many story narratives. Do you have that nigga type money? No. So if you have the money for her to have a nanny and live comfortably, yeah, you can go run road and do what you want. Like, you're desk. Like, for the most part, if you don't have an amazing job or a good family and support system, the men know this. So when they pick up these women that are either already single mothers or they give them a baby, that's when they know it's their time to do what they want to those women. That's when you see the monsters come out, because the man's not going to show you that side of him. He's not going to be comfortable enough until he feels like he's bigger and better than you.
Yeah.
And that's, I saw someone post it today and say, yo, we see when my man feels like he's bigger than the program, switch the man. Because if you're not working as a team, if I'm down for a little bit in sickness and in health, and if I'm in sickness and this is when you choose to fucking be a big villain, then you know that person was just not a good person from the start. And the narrative that I hate is that women pick bad. You pick bad.